And we have on the phone the guys and gals from the Mushniks. Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning. Morning, Mushnikers. And how are you?
Good.
Yeah, very well.
And congratulations, awesome. Number 70. How's it feel?
Oh, it feels great.
Best we've done.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Yeah, it's at least you haven't gone. Haven't gone backwards. You haven't gone. Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
We hit the lofty heights of the mid 60s last year and this year.
Definitely the best.
This was our first release, so we can go backwards next year.
That's cool. So the release was live from the Metro. So
never been there. Tell me about this venue.
It's never been to the Metro.
No, it's like his second home. Don't worry, it's all good.
Sorry, but, personal joke.
Yeah, it was a very personal joke.
But what a great pub to play live music in. My experiences are really great sound in there too. So what was it around the choosing to release a live set? What made you decide to do that?
Oh, it was just a good recording. Pat Lockwood recorded it, and he gave us the option to, keep the recordings. Everything else we've recorded sounds pretty rubbish, so it's just sort of, the strongest one.
Oh, cool. So talk us through the night that it was recorded. Where, who are you playing with, and do you remember the night much?
We're playing with Cole the Band, and someone else,
Nick Band,
Perdition or something.
Nick was there.
Maybe Perdition or someone. Forgot their name.
Ben Jell? Was it Ben Jell?
No, it was...
Or the Shambles.
He just would have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Definitely called the band. Pete from Cole got us on board.
Cool.
And it's about as much as I remember. I think it was actually my birthday or something. Near my birthday.
Wow. Quite a big one then.
No wonder you can't remember. So did you go in with the with the thought that this was going to be recorded and you were going to release it? So you had time to rehearse your in between song banter and so on and so forth, or was it just after the fact?
I think you can tell the recordings that we didn't know it was going to be put out, but. We were happy with it, so we just put it out. Yeah.
We obviously cut out a couple of the songs that didn't quite come across as well. We didn't only play a 5-song set, but
Cool. So it's your first release, yeah? So you guys, tell us about the band then in terms of how long you've been around and sort of you got plans to get in the studio and do a studio
recording? Yeah, we recorded a bunch of demos with Hog from Meza Roach and Hog.
Okay.
And so we've got to mix a bunch of that stuff. We did a full day at his, maybe 2 days at their place.
I'm very generous.
And so we're sitting on a bunch of unmixed songs that we will fix up and put whatever little overdubs we need to and fix it up soon and put it out soon. This year we'll put something out.
That's the plan. Yeah. We recorded them live as well, essentially, just a live performance at their place.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a bunch of new stuff we've been working on that I think we're all much more excited about. So these are all old songs that are pretty much dead to us now. but we'd like to actually get into a studio at some point, but I think we'll just end up recording some more at home and see how we go.
No, that's cool.
Howling Beagle Records, which is basically just a label that we've started ourselves for us and our mates' bands. And we're going to put more effort into Howling Beagle Records this year and try and get that off the ground more.
Yeah, cool.
Good on you. That's really great. So you're wanting to kind of create a little bit of a bit of a scene of...
We already really have a scene going. Mm. We're all in each other's bands. We're all in each other's mate bands and stuff. And so there's kind of already a scene of at least, 5 or 6 bands that we're, directly involved with. So we just decided to try and put a name to it and turn it into a label.
That's fantastic.
Another way to try and promote things, really.
Yeah, and that's good. And kind of when you're all in together, you can probably build a bit more than if you're just flying the flag on your own.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Exciting projects.
Sorry, what was that?
A few exciting projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the horizon.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Daniel, Sinead and Will from the Mushniks and taken from Little Shop of Horrors, as I understand. You guys are a fan of the movie?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Well, we were going to call the band Feed Me Seymour, but then
Fantastic.
Well, congratulations, guys. Number 70. I can tell you on that night, you may very well, I've done some research, and this might have been the missing band that also played with you.
When I wake in the morning, I'm lying in bed thinking about the toss. I'm listening to 3D radio with Pete and Tones. Yeah.
There we go. It was the toss. Very forgetful band. So that's you've totally forgiven. Guys, if you don't mind, I'm going to play Bring Out Your Dead from this little live recording, if you're cool with that.
There you go. Sure.
It's a, I had my foot tapping on the way into the station this morning. So brilliant. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day and just, you know, roll around in that number 70-ness.
Yeah, what do you got planned? You're going to still hang out in the kitchen still, or what are you doing?
Go to the
lounge. Got a bit of a band practice, actually.
Go to the lounge.
Ah, band practice. Oh, good idea. Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, we're all together.
That's it. May as well have a band meeting as well while you're at it and... Yeah, I don't know.
Don't break up.
Whatever you do, guys, don't kick Daniel out of the band. He's not that bad.
Don't smash.
Not that bad.
Don't have too many beers, get into an argument and break up. Don't do that today. It's a day of celebration.
Here we are. Here's the Mushniks. Bring Out Your Dead from the live at the Metro recording. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?